Dear Sue is sponsoring the next few days till through month, through whenever we finish, the Zchus Refuah Shleima for Sarah Feige Bas Tzivya Liba. Being sponsored by Dear Sue itself. Okay, we are on Daf. Dershu Cleveland. Okay, we are in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are up to in the middle of good things that Ben Sira said. So we are up to in the widest lines, 1, 2, 3, 4th widest line. Al Tatzar Tzaras Machar. Don't worry about tomorrow's problems. Hilai Seide Mayula Jain. One never knows what's going to happen today. Shema Mocher Bo Veinenu. It might be that the next day comes and Parshim Shat means the person himself is not around. Nimtza Mitzar Olam Shalah Shalah. He worried about nothing.
How come this isn't more famous? I've never heard this. Why is this the famous
line? Yeah.
It's a great, it's unbelievable.
It's here. It's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, something I saw learns that the Parshim Shat is the guy might not be around. Why worry about tomorrow when one doesn't know whether they're going to be around tomorrow? But the Mashal learns maybe the cause of the problem won't be around tomorrow. Not that the person will die. Don't worry about tomorrow's problems. It might solve by tomorrow. So why worry today when the cause of the problem might be gone tomorrow? The person who creates the problem, the situation that creates the problem, it might be gone tomorrow. Nimtza Mistara Elam Shein Shalai. You're worried about something that's not yours. But now, Rabban Mitrech Besecha, don't make your house for a lot of people. Keep a lot of people out of your house. Because when a lot of people come into your house, you don't know what can happen. Now, I think it's a protection of your wife, meaning it's to protect people having contact with your wife. And don't let everybody into your house.
That's to do with COVID.
Rabim Yeh Darshish Lamecha. You should have a lot of friends. But that don't mean they should come to your house. Have a lot of friends. Be very friendly. Be the nicest guy. But don't make your house a meeting place for everybody because it's not healthy. Does he explain why you shouldn't bring people to the house?
If you bring people into the house, it'll cause quarrels.
Could be quarrels. Okay. Is there Rashi? Yes, Rashi. Mocher meis, ve'enenu bo'aylam, v'le'yiroi, t'daigdish u'meitze v'yorba da'yigala. You won't see the problem. V'nimtzish in the star, esmalo'yum shenshalo'y, which is Rashi's shot. The person might die, and therefore, why worry about tomorrow when the person doesn't know he's going to be there? Gali soid le'echad mi'elef. Tell your secrets to 1 out of 1,000. Period. That's the end of the advice of Ben Sira. The reason we brought it here is we were stressing the benefit of having an Isha Taiva and the detriment of having an Isha Ra. Right. Amar Avatzi. Ein Ben David Ba Ashiich Lukhan Shamashim Guf. We had this a number of blot ago. Ben David doesn't come until there's a Eitra called Guf. There's a place upstairs called Guf, and in there are all the Neshamas that have to be created. Ben David won't come until all those Neshamas are used up. A spirit will delay. The spirit will be delayed because neshamas ani osisi. Rashi, shenemar ki ruach guf pargad, a separation shechaitz ben shchina lemalachim that separates between the shchina and the malachim. B'sham ruchas and neshamas nesunais. That's where the spirits and the souls are put. Shenivru mishayshis may breaches. I see this nothing but gufim that are going to be put into bodies. I see them libaris that are going to be created. Shenamar, ki ruach mufana yatav ha-geula. The geula is being delayed because neshama shani yosisi yatav lashon akava. It's a lashon of withholding. The later ones were to love him. Bereshim shtoy begula. It's talking about gula. Kiloy loy lamarv. I will not be angry forever. Hashem says there's going to be a gula, but I'm waiting for the neshama shani yosisi. We spoke out of Tosfos Yeshanim that asked. It says if you keep 2 Shabbos from Yad and the Golem, so Tosfos Yeshanim said that people will give birth to multiple people at the same time. And we spoke at somebody else that said that each neshama can be worth, like Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was 600,000. Neshamas can come down. There are multiple neshamas. Yes?
Isn't there a concept there are certain 600,000 neshamas that are clean and they just...
We don't know if there still might be new neshamas. I have no idea. Don't think of my bite, and this is beyond my pay grade. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer. Komi Shein Isaac Beperi Verevi Yaki Yisrael Zaman. One who doesn't try to have children It's like he commits murder. Person who kills should be killed. You be fruitful. That means it's telling you that a person who doesn't attempt to have children, it's a claim against him. You're like killing off the future offspring that you could have had. It's like diminishing the form. What does he say?
The image.
Does he explain what that means?
The divine image.
The divine image. Because because you bring the divine image into the world by not trying, you're diminishing it. He just said both. That's great. Yes, no, you know, Mekayim. There are people that say good drushes, and they keep them. There are people that know Mekayim, they know Darish. There are people that keep it, and they don't know how to say drushes. You're not married. You're not having children. And you're telling us about the terrible thing about not having children. You know, it's great to say good drushes, but why aren't you keeping it? I'm an exception. He couldn't be married. Benazai tried to get married. He couldn't stay married. He was so involved in Torah that he could not live a normal, daily, normal human life. There's exceptions. He is the exception. It was literally impossible for him to be married. Rashi, it's right after both of them, Shaivak Damim and Betzelim Elikim. Hilchus K'mayish Asur Shteim, who was like he did both. Tantik Ma'avayt, Tanya Yidach. Reb Eliezer, I'm a Kol Mishayin Isaac, Beperi Vribik, Hilchus Shaivak Damim. Same thing. Shneimar? We had it from who before, Reb Eliezer? Shaivak Damim Adam, Samak Latin Puruvu.
It means people that just don't get married?
They don't try to have children. Whatever that means. Not getting married is not trying to have children.
So Benazai wasn't married?
He married Rabbi Akiva's daughter and he divorced her. He couldn't stay married to her. It's as if he diminished the image. Benazai, I remember both. I'm a little Benazai, yes, no. Darius, the same thing over again. Not a rabbi.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on the previous one? Are these tzaddikim permitted to make the call on their own lives?
Benazai tried to get married. It didn't work. He just wasn't capable of a human regular relationship. So his call was an meaning nobody can decide that I'm Benazai. It doesn't work that way. Benazai is Benazai. What I'm trying to say is, it wasn't that Benazai made a conscious decision, I am not going to get married, I'm going to learn. He became Benazai in learning, and it became impossible for him to pull away.
And Rabbi Eliezer, the same thing?
No, Rabbi Eliezer married. Only Benazai didn't marry. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, I don't know, if you don't, one doesn't get married and try to have children, he's guilty of murder.
I thought he was speaking about his own life as well. Okay.
Oh, well, he's not. He's saying the only one that didn't get married is Benazai. He tried. He couldn't stay married. It was literally impossible for him. So therefore, he pulled away.
But he taught it, regardless.
Because that's the halacha. He understood that everybody's supposed to get married.
Right.
A guy, let's say a person physically can't get married. Hashem Yerachim. He has a physical ailment. It's impossible for him to have a regular relationship with a woman.